Senior Day at Del Valle, it was a big game. We have a lot of great seniors on our squad. One that I can talk to you a little bit about real quick here, Mike Isgrow, who did everything he could to get back for this game. He missed the Kings game, and I mean, here's a guy, you know, he's in the training room three times a day. He's got the team doctor on his speed dial on his cell phone. I mean, he's a guy, he's doing everything he can to get back and be healthy for our team. So it was great for him to come out and be able to play, and Mike was Mike. A little rusty on the first drive, but then really settled down and had a great game, really controlled our offense, which played outstanding. When we were up 24-0 at halftime, defensively our kids played great. Again, special teams, you know, it was probably our most complete game of the year, and what a time to have it, you know, when you really need it against an undefeated team. And we were able to force some turnovers, had an interception. I know the quarterback coming in only had one interception prior to our game with 16 touchdown passes, so we're able to get a pick. We caused a turnover on the punt return team. We're able to get set up in field position there and score. Defensively, I think we held them scoreless for the first three quarters, probably with about 6 minutes to go in the game, 7 minutes to go in the game. They scored on us, and went for two, got it. We went for the onside kick. We got it, and we went down and scored, and they get the ball back. Oh, 2 minutes left. They score 2 minutes left. They'll go for two, get it. I think they had 157 yards offense in the fourth quarter. We had a lot of our younger guys in there, so they learned a little bit what it was like to go against all the first string guys at Albright. And they go for the onside kick again, and it our kid Charlie Squitieri took it to the house. I mean, it was one of those deals. And now he's got a field goal return for a touchdown, a 90-yard interception return for a touchdown, an onside kick return for a touchdown. So the kid had, for senior day and everything that kid's done from Roman Catholic, a great, great football player. So it was kind of neat to see him get that. So it was a big win, and now we've got Widener. And, again, I mean, you throw everything out the window for this game down at Widener. It's it's an emotional game for both teams, I believe. Defensively, they're got one of the best front sevens in the conference. They gave up 217 yards last week. So they're pretty good on defense. Offensively, they've got some kids. The Adam Smith kid just rushed for over 200 yards, and we know Adam well. He played for us for the last 2 years before transferring out of our place. So, and we know what he's capable of. And again, they've got a lot of seniors down there at Widener. It's for the Keystone Cup, so that's exciting. And we're, like Coach Bagnoli was talking about, not having any type of, letdowns or co-conference champs and all that stuff. I mean, we were co-conference champs last year. We didn't get the NCAA bid. This year we were conference champs with an NCAA bid, but there's still an outside possibility that we would have to share this. So we can really seal up what our goal was, to be undefeated in our conference. And it's not easy to go undefeated in the MAC, for sure. I mean, it's a difficult thing. It doesn't happen often. So, it's a way for our 2019 to really put a stamp on the season. So we're excited about it, and I know it'll be an interesting game. Any questions?
You and GA commiserated lately?
I talked to him the other day, yeah.
He could use a hug.
Yeah, Garcia's doing good, threw for 320. Turnovers are the problem down there. Coach Swan, glad to see you back, Coach.
I was wondering, how does Isgrow go to class if he's in the training?
He's got the portable the portable STEM packet he takes with him. Anything else? All right, guys, good luck this week.